25 to 8, here's Des with the sports news.
Yeah, Anya, and we're going to chat about Marcus Rashford, the Manchester United striker. Off the pitch, he's been making headlines with his battle to highlight child hunger. He's had a petition to end child food poverty and has a million signatures. And it's one of only five parliamentary petitions in Britain to attract a million signatures. It's remarkable that he's only 22 years of age and has such a social conscience. But last night he made all the headlines on the pitch. He came off the bench to score a hat-trick as Manchester United continued their recent momentum by hammering the German league leaders RB Leipzig 5-0 in the Champions League. Rashford came on just after the hour mark and scored three goals in 16 minutes. Mason Greenwood and Anthony Martial got the other goals. Let's hear from Marcus Rashford.
You know, I think the manager just told us when we come on, try and up the tempo. And of course, what it means going forward. And, you know, there was definitely spaces there. And, you know, today we managed to find the passes. We got Bruno on the ball, Paul on the ball, Anto running forward. And, you know, we look dangerous with that. We could score every time we go forward.
Hugely impressive win for United. Elsewhere, Chelsea were also impressive. They won 4-0 away to the Russian side Krasnodar, and amongst their goal scorers was their expensive new signing, Ziyech, signed from Ajax, who hasn't been able to play because of injury up to now, but a 4-0 away win for Chelsea. The big game of the night saw Lionel Messi score again as Barcelona won 2-0 at Juventus. Juve did not have Ronaldo playing for them, but Barca finished the game with two 17-year-olds on the pitch. Meanwhile, back at home in the SSE Electricity League in Ballybuffet, Finn Harps had a dramatic 3-2 victory over St. Patrick's Athletic to boost their chances of avoiding the relegation playoff. It follows up on their 2-0 win at Bohemians at the weekend, and Finn Harps are now just 2 points behind Shelburne, St. Pat's and Derry, and Shells have a game in hand. Our Finn Harps have a game in hand on Shells. The big match tonight, though, is attracting all the headlines. It sees Dundalk take on Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium in the Europa League. It's a glamour match. It's a shame for the Dundalk players. It can't be played in front of a full house. The Dundalk manager, Filippo Giovagnoli, says they will try to match Arsenal's intensity and get a result that would be a huge boost for Irish football. But most of all, he wants his players to enjoy it.
Well, I would love to say play, you know, relaxed, composed, and don't be nervous and just try to perform at their best and show their quality, show our idea of soccer. That will be the best thing to do. And I'm going to tell them for sure to have fun. This is the best part.
Good luck to Dundalk. In other games tonight, Celtic go to Lille, Rangers play Lech Poznan, Spurs go to Antwerp, and Leicester City play AEK Athens. In rugby, Ireland's final Women's Six Nations game against France has been postponed at the weekend because of an outbreak of COVID-19 in the French squad. The game was due to be played in Donnybrook on Sunday. It was originally due to be played in France, but because Ireland would have had to isolate for 14 days when they come back, the French generously offered to come here, but now the game has been put back. It's hoped to play it next month. In Gaelic games, the Waterford Intermediate Football Champions Dungarvan have been stripped of their county title for fielding a player who was awaiting the results of a COVID-19 test, which subsequently returned positive. The county board confirmed the proposed penalties have been accepted by the club, so Dungarvan lose their county title and individual suspensions have been imposed on six club members. In cycling, Dan Martin continued his impressive form at the Vuelta a España. His third place finish on stage 8 saw the Irishman stay third in the general classification. He's 28 seconds behind the overall race leader, Richard Carapaz. In racing, John Ox was back amongst the winners at Dundalk last night. Ross Coakley steered Regal Eagle to victory. And today's racing is at Clonmel. The first race is at 1:20.